The Palin administration wants to create a new state forest in southeast Alaska. The goal is to dedicate more logging land to support the region's mills. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A pair of bills in the state legislature would designate about 25,000 acres of the region's woodlands for timber production. 20 parcels in the central and southern panhandle would become the new southeast state forest. The parcels are near Ketchikan, Wrangell, Thorn Bay, Whale Pass, Edna Bay, and the head of the Bradfield Canal. The land is already in state hands, and state foresters have the power to allow it to be logged, but it's not fully set aside for timber sales.
The impetus behind this bill is to make sure we have a long-term timber base and not just one that's available in the short term.
Marty Wellborn Freeman works for the Department of Natural Resources Forestry Division. She says some of the land has been logged and needs work to increase future harvests, but that won't happen if there's a possibility that it could be sold, which state forest designation would block.
In managing timber, we like to be able to go in and thin that timber 15 to 20 years after it's been harvested. That allows us to increase the productivity of the timber from that land. It also has benefits for habitat enhancement, and it means that you can get more timber off a smaller land base. But it's hard to make the investment that thinning requires unless you know that you're going to have that land available in the long term.
The 25,000 acres are available for hunting, recreation, and other uses. Wellborn Freeman says that will continue if they're designated as a state forest, but their prime use would be for timber sales. J.C. Conley chairs the Timber Committee of the Southeast Conference, an organization of the region's business and government leaders.
I think it's a good piece of legislation because it gives the State Department of Forestry the ability to manage these state lands that offer the ability to produce timber. It gives our state foresters more direct influence on how these lands are managed.
The state estimates the forest would provide up to 7 million board feet of timber a year. That's a small fraction of what the industry says it needs. But Southeast Conference Timber Coordinator George Woodbury says it's still of value.
Every little bit helps, and hopefully there'll be opportunities for adding more to this in the future. So every bit is critical at this point in time, so we're happy to see it happen.
The measures could avoid opposition from environmental groups. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's Mark Gannott says it's taking a friendly look at the bills so far.
We're still talking to our members and different people in the communities that would be affected. But if it really truly helps to supply sustainable timber base for the small local mills that they would process here in Alaska, then we can support that.
The Southeast State Forest bills were introduced at the request of the Palin administration. House and Senate versions received a small number of committee assignments, which could allow them to move quickly. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.